Siman Tov Mem Zayin, Sif Hey, of course. And we're holding on the Sharet Siyin, in the Sharet Siyin, Sif Katan Pei Aleph. We were talking about that yesterday. Sharet Siyin discusses, does the concept of not burn not apply to Chometz? So the idea of not burn not is the flavor goes from the food into the walls of the Kli. Then it goes from the walls of the Kli into... And then that's cleaned out. And then you clean out the Kli, and you later on cook something else in it. So now the flavor goes from the walls of the Kli into the new food. So it's called not barnat. It's a nice time from the food into the Kli. It's a nice time from the Kli into the food. So not barnat, we differentiate in halacha between not barnat of heter, not barnat of isur. So not barnat of heter means it goes in as heter. And then you want to say that the iser should take effect on it when it's a belia. So we don't say that. For example, so if we would say chometz is an upper not of a terror, we'd say the following: it goes into the walls as heter, and now when it comes to Pesach, you want to say that it's going to come usher. That therefore, when later on the flavor comes out, it's going out into the pace of the kafud as an iser of chometz. If you called it hetera bala, we wouldn't look at it. The iser doesn't take effect on something which is just down. An example which the Gemara talks about is noiser. The Gemara discusses that a person brings the korban, and then he cooks it in the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash.
So Rav says you can measure...
Or the kelim, which, you know, certain kelim, certain korbanos can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. And so the person would cook it, it would absorb a certain amount of flavor from the korban, and then it would be in the walls of the korb, the kli, and then... You take out all the food, eat all the food. There's some flavor of the korban left in the walls, and now when it comes as man iser, so the iser of noiser has to take effect on that belief which is in the walls. So it's a terrible. It went in his head. There now a new iser has to take effect on it. So we say when cases of hetera bola that the iser doesn't take effect in or take effect in it in such a way that it'll be easily bottled in the new food which it comes when you cook into it afterwards.
I think it's similar here, that the person should
be the main heter of Hetera Bola is that version of Hechsher that you need. Normally we say the rule is that Hechsher works Kibbalah Kachpolta, the way it goes in the towels is it has to come out. So something which gets absorbed in through cooking, the only way you can take it out is by cooking it out. Hagolah with hot water cooking in it. So much goes in by roasting.
Also, it's different. I was glancing at the toast. Some toast talks about that a little bit.
A person has a metal spit,
since we don't give it
and he roasted an animal which turned out was a trefa.
Right. Well, you say, no, that's what I'm saying.
So the only way you can capture that metal spit is by burning it in the fire until it gets red hot. So you need
lube.
So theoretically, you have korbanos that they used to roast. The more says the correct way to eat a korban was to have it eat it roasted with mustard. That's very that was like a very chashu way of eating food. Apparently, even nowadays it is still right. So the way you'd have to machshir it is by burning it out. But since it went in as heter, didn't go in as iser, so hagol is enough. So, which means it's a fascinating idea. It means if we're saying that you know that the way to take out what's in there is only through the way it went in, that's how it comes out. So, putting it in through roasting and taking it out through boiling water doesn't sound like it makes any sense. But the point is that the because it went in as heter, not such a iser is not. It just took it's like a weaker type of an iser. So you say, okay, you'll get out enough of the iser through hagola that the remainder is not significant. But it's only true if it went in as a terabola, it went in as isra bola. So there's actual iser went in as iser, so then it's not only becoming iser in the walls. So the only way you can take it out is the way you put it in. So what is chometz? So the question with chometz is chometz goes in as chometz, it doesn't go in as the iser of chometz. So how do we look at it? So he says, we're not going to be matzah because it's not.
They pay out.
We don't permit it based on a nurse and Tom, burners and Tom.
Even if you have
Shmoyalov, because Chometz is Chometz when it goes in, how we cannot burn out the Isura. And we only said they had to have not burn out, that it, it's a weakened Isser, and therefore it doesn't generate Isser when it goes into the new food. That's only by not burn out of a Terah, not by a case of not burn out the Isura. Why is that? We deal with chometz as a terrible, not as a surabola. Even though we're during Pesach, but on Yantav Achron, which is only Rabbanan, we can be Mekel, and some is a terrible. So even if you wouldn't have Shishim, even the Kli was a Ben Yomoy, but since it's not bread out of a Teir, it's going to be Mutter.
Hechsher means prepared.
Hechsher means making it ready for usage, right? So when we talk about you've been kashering a Kli, you can kasher meat, means you take out the blood. Kashering a Kli means you make it ready to use by whatever process you need to do.
Right, or maybe he's concerned okay. That, like, even though you can.
So we are at. Mishaburus have cut in Samach Dal. Really, that corresponds with a piece of the Ramah which you didn't do yet. That last line of the Ramah on the page 50. Who adin imis arav mashuhu midvorim elu techa Michael sheila hakram lesser teruvas came early. So, if you have, we're saying we're going to be machmer. We don't use this meat. We don't use this fish or this cheese, which you haven't. You didn't check the.
So, if you allow someone to measure
the salt, maybe there was chometz mixed into it. Or alternatively, maybe the kli which you made it in was a ben yomai of chometz. So we're not saying, to eat it on Pesach. He says, okay, but if it mixes in, if that food mixes into something else, we're not going to be machmer and say that it's going to ask what it mixed into. Okay.
Again, this is what Rashi says.
But the Ramah says the heter is a mashu. If a mashu mixed in, so you have to say this is a kashash, maybe there was chometz there. And therefore, this became a get it in the chometz, and now it's going to answer b'mashu into the second time. So, true bona fide chometz. A mashu b'mashu was a mashu, right? But we're not even committed that there's really chometz here to answer a mashu of something which I'm not even sure there's a mashu in it. That's that we're not going to mash. Kenyerly, that's the Mishabura, Samatalit. Mashu Midibur Mehlu. Now, Kaba Akranim is Kimo, I'll take it a step further. The Malcolm Hepsim Maruba Yesh Lahoko, Fila Imanisar of Harbe, Shain Shishim Connecta. Even if there isn't 60 times.
Well, that's right. Against the Modu, less or the Misa.
We're still going to be Mekel.
Everyone agrees that the Misa should be Usser. Right, they both agree.
Mashu Kilim Makola Dwarm Shain
Lachos
to Peru, then Mishuman. Some take it a step further. Even without a Hefzim Ruba, they're going to be Mekel. Remember, we're dealing with
this
concern. We don't know. We're not aware that there was any comments there. So we weren't careful. And we're worried that maybe there wasn't. We're not worried about a Shishim. We're worried about a Mashu. So potentially there's a mashu of chometz mixed in there is going to create a problem. And now that thing got mixed into something else. So if that thing got mixed into something else, we're not going to be machmer, even though you don't have shishim. Either even only in the case of hesem merubah, or possibly even without hesem merubah, we're going to be matur. The only exception is
mashma that we pass like him.
Is Shuman.
And there are those who
Shuman we're gonna be Mach. Okay. So why is Shuman different? So Shuman the concern about potentially crumbs mixing in was apparently was more common.
But here you even have a statement
by Shuman than it was by Shuman by the fat than it was with other things.
Meaning you have Rav and
Samache Shane Lahakmar Lesar Tarubis Chado. The expression of the servant in the Plitzes Kalim. So why are we going to be? Why he says, well, I'm going to be Mekel. Remember, there's two concerns over here. Was there crumbs, and was the kli of Ben Yoyim?
She
said like this: regards to the kli, chad the yesh person serving the pleases kalim, tavi nosin tam bar nosin tam, shechem is nosin tam bekli, bekli nosin tam b'shum and rayayin. So even if it's Ben Yoyim, first of all, it wasn't Ben Yoyim. Even with the Ben Yoyim, it went in as an apranat. And there's some say that's mutter kodem pesach. We deal with it as a terrible. So it's called an apranat. It's mutter before pesach. Remember, the food which you cooked in there was cooked before pesach. So chametz was cooked in it, maybe.
I mean,
at some point in time, maybe a Ben Yoyim, then cleaned it out, cooked this item in it. So maybe it absorbed flavor, but maybe that flavor that absorbed is bottled before Pesach because it's napranat.
So the napranat is the second thing that looks like.
Right, because it's only the flavor went from the chametz into the kli, from the kli into the wine that you were cooking.
Right, but you're saying the first you cook something.
So on Pesach also,
it's a ben yoma, and then you cook the second thing. The first,
who said it was a Ben Yoyim? So I have two possibilities. Kana Pesach Kuliyama Shari. Nice and timely. This is something that was mutter before Pesach. So now to eat the item itself, but if this item now some of it falls into something else, even if there's not shishim against that, we're not going to be mach.
And so you want to make sure you have blood or something.
Okay.
Either way, I saw
it
right. So
in Yoduwa, Shaklish, and Isbashal, Hoya Ben Yoyim, and Biblias Chavit. This is all talking about, I'm relying on, I have two possibilities. First of all, could be the Kli wasn't a Ben Yoyim. And second of all, maybe it's not Barnat. But if I knew that the Kli was a Ben Yoyim, so the only heter is not Barnat.
So I think it's like a.
Masher Chaim, the Oyster at the Rubus.
The Mishum
Source, Nasan Nasan Tamar, Nasan Tam, the food ain't Lahatir. To the Kama Poskim, Nasan Tamar, Nasan Tam, Oster Bechamitz Avkar and Pesach. We don't call it a Napranat of. We're not Matzer it. Based on Napranat. So, without adding in the possibility of that it's. It ain't a Ben Yoyim, we're not going to be matzah. So why are we not matzah based on napranat alone? Because that we said before, that was an issue that we deal with chametz heterah bala. Or isula, or isura bala. That's one. So the Prima Gadam says, I'll tell you a sword of, even if you tell me, my Siddusha quotes that, I'll tell you that the Prima Gadam quotes, says, even if you tell me that chametz is heterah bala.
Or like
recent. So Lachar Napranat should be mutter then.
Right.
So Mishabur is saying that we're not going to be mutter based on that. So could Mishabur saying we don't want to get involved in Napranat Pater, Napranat Yisuras, Machloikas, we're going to be mutter. He says, but the Prima Gadam says, I'll tell you, first of all, yeah, it could be Napranat of Yisura, and there's no head of Napranat in that situation. And second of all, there is the Prima Gadam says that I can argue that the Napranat is Mutter.
Right.
No, we're saying it's going to be Usher. Yeah.
Right.
We're not going to rely on Napranat as a head. Well, so why is that? See, the case of the Gemara was like this. The case of the Gemara, which the Gemara has. Is that the flavor of the milk went into the kli, and the flavor of the kli went into the fish. So now there's this semi-weakened milchika flavor in the fish. It's Ben Yoyim, right? So it's not pogum. It's a good flavor, but it's weakened. And now he wants to go and eat the fish with something fleshy. So he's saying, well, you can't do that. There's a milchika flavor over there. Remember, well, the issue is possible to call. So my issue is, I have to say that this, if I would theoretically could eat, the issue is a possible call joined together. So I have to say that the flavor of the really it's the third step. The flavor goes from the milk into the kli, goes from the kli into the fish, and now the flavor of milk is in the fish has to join with the flavor of the flesh. That is not going to. But in itself is already a problem. Whereas over here the chametz is not. It's not. There's another step. This is the step I'm worrying about, right?
Right.
I'm telling them right now at this stage is there is serve chametz in here? It's number two. It's not number three. So that I'm not going to be based on that.
I think it's more makel to do. More makel. They have to do biyada and then use a sifter, right?
Okay. So tonic major vina ain't shown in. Oh, we didn't do that.
So he's not going to rely on the heter of napar, not alone. If you add that together with the fact you're not sure it was a ben yarmulke, so maybe it's pogum and this tamif gamet is mutter before Pesach, according to some shittas. So we're not going to rely on that alone. But once it's mixed in the teruvas, will be made.
Like whole type
activity
that's more of a
okay. Top of the pitch.
Yesh machmirim lihistapik
mechemetz yayin. Should we stop him? No, what's one? I'm sorry, before I go by.
No, use your hand. It's certainly so.
The Mishabura left us hanging a little bit. There were two potential problems. There's a chumra which we have requested for Shimurim, and there's a second problem that we're worried about is worried about the flavor. So he addressed the flavor in this Sifkot, and he addressed the flavor because there's two svekas on the flavor. First of all, you don't know what's a ben yarmulke, and second of all, you don't know whether or not
we're
not.
So I guess this explains why being shown
in the Sukkotan Samadalit, he says there's some people which are makel, behold, Rav Shain Lachish, the Perurim, Danachus Mishuman. So he told me that even though we're machmer by Yain, etc., we're worried about Perurim, it's not a real chashash. So the only chashash is the Kli. The Kli we just addressed in Samache. Whereas by Shuman, there's a concern that apparently there was a problem that crumbs were getting in. That was a common. It was potential enough. Potentially, it was possible enough that we have to worry about. Yeah. Really worried about. So there is not going to matter.
Well, because there, what you're trying to do is you're trying to be Moroccan.
So the beer loch and the shemavash and the kli chometz.
I'm not sure that's accurate. That's what I would say. Is it since they're trying to Moroccan, so even if there's a little pebble in there,
yeah.
Your point is not to.
He discusses tea leaves. So lechar tea leaves, you'd be like, we don't know what to mix. But maybe something else, some little bit of chometz got mixed in over there, and they dry them out in a kli. We don't know what kli to binyan. Maybe just chometz. Like, all we have all these. So the base mayor is makel.
I guess that's how I would read it. The way you were saying the first svara, I think is correct. Is that they're saying
he says
use a kli that's.
You don't know for sure it was cooked in a kli.
Because that's more.
My ace of and tab.
I think what
this response is, what the Amarle is saying. I'm not sure why there should be any problem with it.
When you're shown it with a kli. So when you're
he says
it,
maybe
no
the reason is because
on,
we're afraid
because
it's
everything goes through.
Right?
So the fact that
what?
The pebble
like
left
how
over.
They store the tea,
so
that's
what
it doesn't.
So we're
trying to remove.
What I'm getting is not really tea.
Right, because you're doing this in order to help improve the quality, you want everything to come through, and oh, there has to be a pebble in here. But when you use it's clear that you're trying to be.
He says, but over here, that's not a concern. Listen, why should I assume that there's any chometz there? Why should I make up a chashash? I don't see the fanana. Why am I worried about the possibility? And we taste tea the whole year, and there's no chometz flavor in the tea. So apparently they're not cooking it in a chometz typically. So Rabbi Natan says he's not talking about tea. He's talking about they used to make like a berry juice. They used to squeeze the berries, make a berry juice, and they would cook it. So he says, you know that you've tasted the berry juice the whole year, and the berry juice the whole year doesn't have a chometz flavor. But how do you know what he's giving you is berry juice?
Right, so again...
He says, but that's not true by the tea leaves, because the tea leaves... I mean, you can tell very quickly what you're getting is tea leaves or not. And the chashash that maybe they process it different than usual, well, that's not true because, I mean, they don't grow tea here. So tea's coming from somewhere else, and it's clearly not. What's the chashash? Maybe they're tricking you, and what they're giving you is something which is from here, which has been cooked in the last 24 hours. That's not. We're not worried about that possibility over by the tea leaves because they don't have something available like that. So clearly, it's older than 24 hours.
So
don't worry about that.
Well, that's
okay. Why I said, I'm not who is. So, stopping the Chemis Yayin, Shemistabkin, Mamena Kol Hashana. If you want to use wine vinegar, we shouldn't use the wine vinegar which we use for the whole year. Shin Hashem and Nostum, but Min Hanisher, Min Asuda, Pamin Yeshua Perilla.
The
person would sometimes take it out for the meal and then pour it back into the container at the end of the meal. Well, you pour back into the container with something which is on the table, you don't know what's mixed in there over there. So that's already a reason to be mach.
And
Hanami, the wine vinegar, which is still in the store's house and has not been brought into the kitchen, it's not being used, that wouldn't be a problem.
Tell us all the codes, right? Your, like, the benefit, like,
that's a machmir.
So the
Rambam comes to Elosh Ein Chametz Yain Motzi. La Risi Machmir Bezet. And these parts.
That's how I would.
It wasn't easy to get, so we're not going to be machmir you and Aser. Oid Yesh Machmir Lechatchila Shlola Malos Min Hayayin. Don't dip into the barrel. You're going to take your chametz and submerge it into the wine and pull out some wine or some wine vinegar. Don't do that within 30 days of Pesach.
Okay.
To not do it, and if you did it, not to drink it, not to use it. But make all the hips it.
I think.
We assume that the cleave is clean. It's cold. You know, so you do not. It does not stay in there a very long time. We don't know whether the sharpness of the wine or the vinegar has the power to pull out flavors from kalim. We have a lot of different with cold. There's a lot of different possibilities why we're not. So make all the hips. If you make all, but you didn't lose anything.
Excuse
me. Okay. Close can welcome it's motzi can you really? And obviously, in a case where place where those are not so easily accessible, we're not going to be machmir and force this person not to use the little that he has available to use because maybe we're not going to be machmir.
Okay.
Some above.
Or sheyachte,
sheyachaset,
that they should be like thrown onto
much clothes
and kli
lahorus,
but
tri'chen kvar. Yesh machmir mishtabim b'chametz.
Your hora kvar.
Kamishel b'menu b'kli pesach.
Or the
you made the chametz in a brand new. You didn't use regular. You made a special brand new kli, and you made the chametz. So that wasn't the chametz of the kli.
Right, you're making this big proclamation.
And that which you would when you would draw out some, would dip in a kli to pull out some of the vinegar. He used a kli pesach. So it's made a brand new kli. He's using kli pesach to get it out. So what's the problem? Why? Because mishtabim menu mikol hashana. It's not used the whole year.
Right.
And sometimes you pour back after. They used to use vinegar sometimes as a dip. So if you're using it for a dip, so you use it for your tortilla chips. Of course, they have tortilla chips in Poland. You use it for different bread. Right, so there's sometimes little crumbs of bread, and then whatever left over you pour back into the container. So there's pirurim in there.
So there's like the 800-page Hebrew.
Some is on Shemistak Memenu Kol Hashana. Afuki Menu Chaimish Shemunach BeBeis Oitz. The shore, but obviously the Chaimish which is not being used to supply the table directly back on the base of that's going to have to be mutter. The Eishma Peruri Lechem, Samaches, Vinsinan on Kardim Pesach is mutter. But that's a chashash, so then the solution would be to, if you were going to strain it before Pesach, so we said before, we rely on straining when you're dealing with something like wine, which is a thin item, because you can make very thin, small holes. So that bears a certain weight. Like a lot of times, and the wine will go through, and the purim will stay behind. Whereas a thicker liquid, like, you have to make larger holes, and you can't guarantee that the like crumbs don't go through.
They're not the vim now, but they're, you know, but they're
b'nei neviim
or something,
like,
you know.
So over here we're not machmir because that's available. Again, I feel any stopping me mano shorty. We're not getting machmir. Tell you that the one you use for your table is osur because it's very hard to get other ones. Now the Shartzian points out, but the Chor, one they don't understand. He says, but we do it. If I just told you if sinanon is mutter. So maybe I should be mechuyev to buy it for 4 pesos and strain it.
Right.
So the way he said, well, what do you want from us? We have no eitzah. It's not very available, so we're going to be mekel. We do have an eitzah. So the Shartzian brings it. Kibbeger asked that question. Ayin shloy lemalos v'tzolomer kishabol lemalos chavis yain lepesach lo yimaleno ayinay klichom. It's don't take a klichom. It's submerge it into the barrel and pull out and draw out water. Works in my wine with that. I'm just talking about the key in hand. They're clean. There's no actual chometz thick of dirt on there.
Or no, like I showed it.
Rock baluah, because all there is just an absorption.
Oh, you think the shadows do it differently? I was saying baluah
ain't on nifla yedet tzernan, and it's cold, so it doesn't come out through tzernan. Still, there's people which are machmer. So the mishabur by mekoli hipsed. So it's mutter. It's a person who's makel to do that. It's not so bad. Tani Beis.
Rashi, Riftam Al Yasi, Eat Tzvichal Shana, so Shonim Kamach Yom. Oh, you're correct. That's what it means. He says, you don't have to do that because you're allowed to be Shona on Yom Shana because you're allowed to be because Shona on Yom.
So his suggestion was buy it before and be misana it and then strain it.
The ana rifta mal yasabina.
And strain it before.
See that I want
before Pesach.
Is that what you're saying?
Okay. Make all the hips at ayin olive. V'makli hoyimurek v'shutav. If the kli, you know the kli had been washed out well. Murek v'shutav means murek was that you would do hot water inside, and v'shutav means then you'd wash it up with. Rinse up with the cold water all over to get everything out. Sure, the chuliyam. Then everybody holds a good smutter. Unless you shock them, it's beseichel meislays. Unless the vinegar remained in the chometz of a kli for 24 hours because it's going to absorb a flavor by sitting in 24 hours. Now, one second.
Or I guess it doesn't really.
Right. Sorry, we just had a mouthful, Mr. Mishabura.
It's just better bread. So
we're telling you now, when it comes to vinegar, the time for we consider that it absorbs is not is 24 hours.
Right.
The bechametz vinegar gam kein me es leis. I'm telling you now that when it comes to vinegar, also the time that it needs to absorb the flavor is 24 hours. Now there is a is a sheet that says that because of the nature of vinegar, it doesn't need 24 hours to start absorbing flavor. He's saying, no, we hold it that's not true. That is, so therefore, I can be makel in that situation. It's not if the chametz was made in kelim, which I'm not worried about, but worried about right now, it's sitting in the chametz like a kli. It's not there for 24 hours, it's going to be more.
The daughter of his wife is the one who did this.
If it was sitting for 24 hours in the chometz
tikkun kli, right, it wasn't the daughter, it was the wife, right, I guess.
If the chometz, which is the vinegar, was sitting in a chometz tikkun kli for 24 hours, those are filo and a benyamah zoser, the churvei mashulei l'sheva. But if even though the kli which you're using was definitely not 24 hours, was had not been used in 24 hours.
So he
put the kli was not used for 24 hours of chometz.
Right.
He put chometz in and it sat there for 24 hours. So now we got a problem. What do you mean? But it was in a cleavage, which wasn't
Benyamin. If her father do it, she herself wouldn't have done it.
Zok to the Mishmer, no, because Chaim, it's that much it has a dinner like a double quarter that it refreshes the flavor and makes the flavor awesome.
Right.
Okay.
Bechaim
and Shemesh, Arvin Sukkar, Bechaim and Sian, and it's Abba Gmen of Pesach, and Ketsin and Kanan of Pesach, Mokam and Samaruba, but yeah, but a fill of sin.
What a fill of sin.
So the sugar is something which we don't know what's mixed in there. It goes back to our halacha with kosher. Maybe there's a kiddush of chametz which are mixed in over there.
You have guys setting yeshiva so, because like saw from their father who was very like.
It was if you mix sugar in, you shouldn't use it. You shouldn't use it on Pesach.
Sort of books and things were because exactly how you can move different types of whatever.
Yeah.
All different. So that was.
They sometimes mix in flour into it. The only solution over there would be to filter it out. It's more to be able to feel the sin if you didn't filter.
Right. Rashi was displayed, and it was like on the back of a table, on the back of the